I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Macron has arrived in the French Pacific territory of New Caledonia, which is under a state of emergency after the worst civil disturbances in 40 years. The unrest was started by indigenous Kanak separatists who were angry at Paris's plans to widen New Caledonia's franchise to more non-native people. Hugh Schofield reports.
President Macron has decided to take personal control of France's New Caledonia crisis and has flown the 17,000 kilometres from Paris to hold a series of meetings with leaders there and launch what the government hopes will be a process of dialogue to end the unrest. The situation, though calmer than a few days ago, remains extremely tense, with a nighttime curfew and a ban on public assembly. It's not clear if pro-independence groups from the indigenous Kanak community will agree to meet the president.
The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has called a general election to be held on the 4th of July. He's hoping his Conservatives will win a fifth consecutive term in office. But the main Labour opposition is posting large leads in the polls. Labour said it was time for change to end 14 years of Conservative chaos. Rob Watson has this assessment.
The Labour Party needs a swing of over 12%, which is massive without getting too technical. I mean, that's bigger than what Tony Blair needed to get that huge majority into 1997. So massive task for the opposition Labour Party. But if we're dealing in historics, the governing Conservative Party is historically massively unpopular. I mean, I was looking at their sort of poll ratings. I mean, they're barely getting 20% of people saying that they would vote Conservative. And for a party that's dominated post-war British politics, that is a pretty dismal showing.
President Biden has welcomed the Kenyan President William Ruto to the White House, the first state visit of an African leader to Washington in 15 years. The US has a long-standing partnership with Kenya on counter-terrorism. Mr. Biden has recently authorized $60 million of military aid to bolster Kenya's leadership of an international contingent being sent to Haiti to tackle gang violence. Speaking alongside President Ruto, Joe Biden spoke of a new era of technological cooperation between the two countries.
From Silicon Valley to Silicon Savannah, our people have brought us forward and they've pioneered new technologies that are transforming millions of lives. And we've invested in new industries that have generated billions of dollars. And they've created new opportunities that have lifted up our countries across both our continents.
Israeli televisions aired previously withheld footage of five female soldiers being seized by Hamas gunmen during the deadly attack that triggered the Gaza war. The clip showed the young women, hands tied, some bloodstained, clearly terrified, being bundled into a jeep. World News from the BBC. Colombia is to open a university in Ramallah, where the Palestinian Authority is based in the occupied West Bank. This follows President Gustavo Petro's decision in May to cut ties with Israel. Mr. Petro has been highly critical of Israel's actions in the conflict with Hamas, comparing them to the Holocaust. The Ecuadorian president, Daniel Noboa, has declared a new state of emergency in seven provinces. Authorities say drug traffickers have entrenched themselves in those areas. Clitzia Sala reports.
President Noboa blames the escalating violence on drug gangs that move cocaine from Colombia and Peru through Ecuador. This is the third time he has declared a state of emergency this year, attempting to use a strong hand against the traffickers. Since January, 18,000 people have been arrested. However, earlier this month, the Constitutional Court ruled that the previous emergency declaration in five provinces was not sufficiently justified and invalidated it. This new decree will also need to be approved by the court.
A Venezuelan court has sentenced 29 people to up to 30 years in prison for their roles in a failed attempt to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro's government in 2020. They were accused of taking part in Operation Gedeon, an effort to enter Venezuela from Colombia to oust Maduro. Venezuelan authorities foiled the plot and eight participants were killed. The European Space Agency has appointed Airbus to build an early warning space weather satellite to detect the sun's energetic outbursts like the intense radiation that generated spectacular auroral lights across the globe earlier this month. Called Vigil, it'll be able to see the side of the sun about to face Earth, giving forecasters a further 3 to 4 days' notice of solar storms that could interrupt radio communications and even damage power grids. BBC News.